Grace be unto you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first meditation this morning is based on the gospel which has just been read. In any college or university community at this time of year, many preparations are being made for a major move. It is possible that about one fourth of the student body at a college or university will be moving on to new ventures and new careers at this time of year. And for that reason, many preparations are underway. In a seminary community, more preparations are underway than in the usual kind of academic institutions. So in the seminary community at this time of year, about two-thirds of the student body will be moving on. The second-year class will be still in their vicarage, and the fourth-year students will be moving to their assignments in the pastoral ministry. The preparations will necessarily be going on for that kind of move. Preparations not only by those who are making the move, but also preparations by those who are getting ready to receive the person who is coming into their midst. And so at this time of year in a seminary community, the conversation piece is what kinds of preparations are being made to receive you. Especially is this the case with fourth-year students. Will the district to which you are going or the congregation to which you are going be providing you with a parsonage, or will you have to provide your own housing? Will you be living in a house, or will you be living in an apartment? And if a parsonage is being provided for you, what are the people doing to receive you? Are they going to decorate the parsonage according to your liking? Will there be the appliances in the parsonage, the washer and the dryer, the refrigerator, and the range in the kitchen? People are making preparations to receive others. Our text for this morning, the gospel for the day, speaks about a place to live, too, and a reception for those who are coming to live there. For our Lord says in the gospel according to St. John, chapter 14, "There are many dwelling places in my Father's house. If it were not so, I should have told you. For I am going there on purpose to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I shall come again and receive you to myself, so that where I am, you may be also." Two things become apparent to us from this when Jesus says he is going to prepare a place for us. First of all, we are unworthy of that place. But secondly, there is the guarantee that the place is ours nonetheless. The place to which we are going, the dwelling place, is in the Father's house. And how would you and I expect to be worthy to live within the Heavenly Father's house? God dwells in a light which no man can approach them to. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. And where do you and I stand? At a distance we stand in shame when we think of the glory of the Heavenly Father. Yes, with the psalmist we would say, "Behold, I was taken and in sin and iniquity did my mother conceive me." And we would add with Martin Luther too, in the Catechism, "We daily sin much, and indeed deserve nothing but punishment." We are not worthy to dwell in the house of the Heavenly Father. And yet the guarantee is very specific that the place is nonetheless for us. Listen again. "I am going there on purpose to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I shall come again and receive you to myself." The dwelling places in the Father's house are for us. I for you. What an important concept. Yes, it is the center of God's written revelation to us. I for you. I rode into the city of Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, humbly and meekly, yet amid joyous acclamation for you. I was with the burden of sin upon my shoulder, pray with such intensity in the Garden of Gethsemane for you. I endured the jeers and was forsaken of God on that Good Friday for you. I rose from the dead for you. I ascend to the Father for you. And I fulfill my promise of sending the Spirit on Pentecost for you. This is the center of God's proclamation to us. This is what makes it possible for us to dwell in those dwelling places in the Father's house. It's all summarized later on in the Gospel for the day too, where Jesus says, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And if you want a further guarantee that the place is for you, then listen to what Jesus says once more. I am in the Father, and the Father in me. There is the guarantee that the dwelling places in the Father's house belong to us. Any preparations are being made for those who have been called to serve in parishes. But both pastor and parishioner have a common call, a different kind of call, but a call to live together in the dwelling places of the Heavenly Father. Jesus has won those dwelling places for us. Jesus himself wants to prepare the place for us. You don't see that Savior face to face on this earth. We dwell amid sickness and sorrow, disappointment and pain. And yet to the heart in which the Son has sent the Spirit, in that heart in which the Spirit has called and enlightened and keeps us in the faith, there comes a compelling word of peace. Let not your heart be troubled. I go to prepare a place for you. Amen. And the peace of God which passeth all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Amen.